Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 107, verses 4 to 32. Redemption, four pictures, four illustrations. There are four illustrations here, four pictures of one great theme, the theme of redemption. Psalm 107, verses 4 to 32. I'm prepared to believe that these are real cases. But the psalmist is choosing these four cases, these four pictures, as illustrations, as I say, pictures of God's sovereign mercy in redeeming sinners. In verses 4 to 9, we have wanderers in the desert. They cry out to God. They're in a terrible state. They're hungry, thirsty, their lives ebbing away. They're lost. They don't know where to go. They've got nowhere to settle. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, verse 6. And he delivered them. He redeemed them. He rescued them. And he led them. He took them to a city, and they could settle, and so on. This is what he has here in this first picture. Wanderers in the desert, and God leading them into a straight way. And then in verses 10 to 16, we have prisoners. We have prisoners who are rebellious. Verses 10 to 16, they sat in darkness, deepest gloom, prisoners in a gloomy darkness, rebels against God, and they're in bitter labor. But they cry out to the Lord, verse 13. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. They're in bitter labor. They're in grief and pain, but they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them from their distress. They despise the counsel of the Lord, but in their trouble they cry to him, and he brings them out from their deepest gloom and their darkness, and he delivers them. 17 to 22, we have fools. We have rebels. Rebels, their iniquities. They're stupid. They've gone into sin, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then, verse 19, they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them from their distress. He heals them. He rescues them. He delivers them from the grave, and he delivers them into their redemption. And then we have verses 23 to 32. The picture here is of sailors at sea. And the storm rises, the sea rises, crashing over the vessel. They feel that they're drowning, they're being wrecked and shipwrecked. But they cry out to the Lord in all their distress, and God delivers them. Verse 28, they cry out to the Lord, and he delivers them. He stills the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea are hushed, and they grew glad when it grew calm. And he guided them to their desired haven. So that's the four pictures. Wanderers in the desert. Prisoners in bondage and darkness. Fools in ruin by their own stupidity and folly. Sailors in storm at sea, crashing into the waters. And God hears their cry, and he delivers them, and he rescues them. You can see the lesson. These are four pictures, but they're all the same case, really. Men are in desperate need. That's the picture of the sinner. Desperate need. In despair. There's only one way of rescue, crying out to the Lord. And he delivers according to his sovereign grace and mercy. There is the picture of redemption. But it's not a picture, my friend. It's a reality for all who will cry to Christ. They shall be redeemed. Yes, these are pictures. There may be real cases, I'm prepared to believe it. But they illustrate this great core doctrine of the Bible. God is ready to save sinners. He will listen to our cry. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And that means now. I've missed something out, deliberately, but let me finish with it. What do you get in verse 8, 15, 23, and 31? In each of these cases, let them give thanks to the Lord. Let them glorify God. Why? because he has heard our cry and he has rescued us. Oh, my friend, join this throng. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved, and then your voice will be added to this great chorus. Thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory and the deliverance and the salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.